Hello everyone, welcome to the AHC committee. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent and use of mobile phones or recording that is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of any committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item or business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should be reminded that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, your precedence, following flashing green, is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up, as you will lose your place in the queue. Maybe some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters: Q to ask a question, C for comment, P if you wish to propose, S if you want to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they mean. Just before I begin, thank you to my DUP group for nominating me as chair of this important committee. Any apologies? We have one from Councillor Truesdale. Any other apologies? Nope, that's it. Any declarations of interest? That complete? None? Okay. And item three is the action sheet arising from the AHC committee. Page one, page two. Okay. I have a proposer, please.
Proposed.
Declan Murphy and seconded by Councillor Lee Sargeiner. And item number four, to agree dates for our meetings this year. Do we have a proposer for the dates that are outlined in the report? Councillor McGuinness, Councillor Devlin, second. Any comments? Okay. Item number five, for decision. Over to Andrew.
Thank you, Chair. So the report this evening is seeking approval for the review of AHC business plan from last financial year and approval for the director business plan for this 25-26. So both are included. Happy to take any questions.
Are there any questions?
Thanks, Chair. So in Appendix 1, on page 2 of the report, the heading reads to improve the health and well-being of everyone in the community. This end, could I ask that Council reaches out to the park run organisers who have successfully brought hundreds of people and families into our district over the past few weeks in Newry? We have encouraged these people to support local businesses when the event finishes. It's important that these events are supported, and just to say that the organisers are really grateful for the opportunity to use Council that this happens. But I believe the event has the potential to improve and grow and bring lots more people into the district. So I'm happy.
Through the chair, I certainly know colleagues in the ERT are working with the event organisation.
Thanks for Devlin.
Lee Chair, congratulations on your appointment. I suppose just following on from Councillor Mather's comment, I know that we've got an outstanding park running Castlewell. Really to see that, I know last Saturday was absolutely lashing out of the heavens, but most Saturday to see the volunteers there every morning, the young people, old people, all coming together, it really does your heart good to see. So, I mean, that's great that it's in your area as well, Aidan, as well. Just a couple of questions, Chair, I was hoping to mention. One is on Appendix 1, page 4, I think it is. It's just reference to community trails. And I appreciate I'm not the Sleeve Croob Councillor, but I've received a number of queries regarding Tead Madara and how soon that there is going to be reopened. And I appreciate that probably does fit within the S&E Directorate, but I'm not sure, given sort of the importance of that to the rural community. I know quite often we don't get very much for our rates, not definitely in terms of Loughton Island, but the people's view is of when that park or when that trail is going to be reopened again. So I'm not really too sure. And you know, I appreciate the Sinead's department, but if there might be any update this evening, it could be useful.
Hand over there to Conor Hockey to answer.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just in regards to the trails, the Councillor Devlin raised that his S&E department is responsible for the clearance of it, but I had an update with them today. I believe the Seaford Trail has been reopened just the end of last week. In regards to Tead Madara and the Drumcara, particularly the Drumcara one, was heavily damaged with the storm, and what have you, approximately 80% of the trails was closed. So they've just completed, I believe this week, a tender for specialised tree surgeons because of the size of some of these trees that fell is outside the remit of their own maintenance staff. So the advice I've been given is that they're hoping to have all works and all of them trails, Tead Madara and Drumcara, opened by the middle of July.
Thank you, Chair Connor. Superb news. Thank you so much. And we really very much appreciate it, just not by the Loughton Island area, but the wider Sleeve Croob as well. So thank you for that. I also had a couple of other questions, Chair, in relation to the same Appendix 1. Page 5 and page 6 refers to the capital projects. And I suppose we couldn't let this report sort of be before us this evening without maybe mentioning, Andy, sort of maybe some type of update regarding Newcastle Leisure Centre and obviously the Rockpool. We know obviously in February a good bit of money was set aside to progress both of those projects forward. But the Newcastle Leisure Centre, not wanting to rehearse and go over old arguments again, but we've been a long, long time waiting, and we know that significant work has been happening behind the scenes at officer level. I'm just really keen if there was some type of update this evening, and I suppose then running after that, then we go into another summer in Newcastle with no Rockpool, and really it is something that is just mentioned to me every single day of the week, especially as we come towards the summer period, exactly what the plans are for there. If there's any sort of timelines regarding both, Andy, and sort of update will be very much appreciated. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Laura. Yes, through the Chair, some work has been progressing with regards to procurement of consultants projects. ICTs or really consultancy teams are needed to bring in specialists, both subject matter experts, conservation architects, designers, planners, really to get both projects into planning. And that's very much the objective now. As you say, we've got approval in February past for capital monies to appoint consultancy teams. There has been a fair bit of work going on in terms of trying to get out, get the procurement process progressed and get the consultancy teams in contact. That work will continue over the summer months with expectation that the consultancy teams will towards end of August or September. After which then there'll be consultations with yourselves as members, with committee, and then really looking at that design process. I'd say the main objective is to progress both projects into planning. So then that would put us in a much better place in terms of both rent planning and in terms of
future. I can come back. Yep. Thank you, Andy, for that update. I think that community engagement will be really, really important as we move forward. I know among the Mourns councillors, we're very happy with the Newcastle Leisure Centre, the majority of councillors, should I say, and there's definitely been some talk about sort of lack of parking, but we are in Newcastle. We know in terms of there's just no land available, so if we can progress forward with the Newcastle Leisure Centre site, I think that would be really, really important. And then if we look at the Rockpool site, I think just in terms ensuring that procurement and that consultancy team is very, very strong. We know we're dealing with a different project there in terms of specialisms that are required. But look, I really appreciate that update, Andy, and the work that's going on behind the scenes. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Then.
Yes, thank you, and congratulations to our new Chair.
Andy, it's Appendix 2 and it's page 10 in relation to reviewing and implementing preventative maintenance programs. And I just know that obviously earlier in the year or towards the end of last year, there were some issues with Nyerry Leisure Centre and the equipment. So, and I know that's been progressed. And again, I just want to say thank you so much for all of the work that's been done on this, because it's a really ambitious plan. But just if we could get an update on the kind of maintenance of the machines, that sort of thing, just to ensure that kind of those problems don't happen going forward.
Yeah, so the council has a provider in place in terms of the upkeep and maintenance of those machines, albeit that it's a short-term contract. We have got approval to go with a short-term contract, which we're progressing at the moment. But from a user perspective or a customer perspective, there shouldn't be any issue in terms of what contract we're in, so to speak. But essentially, yes, there's lots of work going on behind the scenes to make sure that the user experience is seamless, if you like, and there's a few in terms of downtime of those machines.
Okay, can I have a proposer for the report? Others and a seconder? Defend? Okay, item number 6, DA Forum Update Report.
Thank you, Chair. I suppose that I'd like to take the report as read. The purpose of the report is to note it and to agree the actions in the action sheets listed at 3.1, but I'm happy to take any questions.
Questions or comments? Can I have a proposer, please? And seconder, Clinton Kate Murphy. And number 7.
The report on the Council of Sanctuary. The purpose of the report is to provide background on the City of Sanctuary movement and recommends that Council commit to joining the City of Sanctuary Local Authority Network and works towards recognition as the Council of Sanctuary. The City of Sanctuary is a movement which supports communities and organisations to become places of safety and inclusion for refugees, asylum seekers and other vulnerable migrants. It's a wide-ranging network and has grown to include schools, health and local authorities. A Council of Sanctuary is a local authority which has demonstrated a commitment to embedding a culture of welcome and inclusion, supporting and empowering people seeking sanctuary, working in partnership with local communities and organisations, and sharing good practice and learning with other councils. In terms of the benefits, probably the most important one is to strengthen community cohesion and civic pride, to demonstrate leadership in this area and enhance Council's reputation as a compassionate and forward-thinking organisation. This Council has a long-standing history of supporting migrants, refugees and asylum seekers, particularly through our work in the Ethnic Minority Support Centre, and we have consistently demonstrated our commitment to fostering an inclusive and supportive environment. So we believe as officers that this is a timely progression of this work. What we're seeking, members, is approval for Council to join the Local Authority Network initially and then work towards formal accreditation as the Council of Sanctuary. There's a small cost of £250 to join the network, which will be met with an existing budget. I'm happy to take any questions.
Allison, Councillor Lee Sergeant.
Thank you, Chair. Just want to say fully welcome this item here, fully propose and support this. When the Ukrainians were here, when Russia started attacking Ukraine, I got to meet many Ukrainian families, many kids that clearly been traumatized. But we, as a council, were there for them, wide open arms, and we welcomed them and we embraced them. Recently also met ladies that have escaped the Syria civil war, I suppose, as well as Afghanistan with the change of the administrative regime. And they got to tell me their story firsthand and how they fled with nothing, basically, except the clothes on their back. So it's amazing to hear that as a council, we are moving forward. We are doing things that are forward-looking and full of compassion, because when I say this, Níor Mór and Down have always been a welcoming place, have always been supportive of people coming here. The ladies in question from Syria and Afghanistan, they're taking English classes. They are doing their best to integrate with our society and their understanding. And their feedback for us has always been, Don Patrick is so welcoming. They embraced us and they are so happy to be here. So, fully proposed, and thank you so much for all your work.
Be proposed by Councillor Lee Surgener. Councillor Murphy.
Just again, best of luck with your new role for taking it on. No, I'd like to second that proposal. You know, this is something many Irish people would also, unfortunately, have experienced the need for sanctuary, you know, in different parts of the world. And, you know, obviously, given the way things are at the moment, you know, with so many needless conflicts and, unfortunately, so many people needing sanctuary, it's good to know that, you know, what we already provide, we are going to strengthen that. I think also maybe we need to take a look at our strategy, or just to freshen it up with regards to the principles of sanctuary, you know, just to ensure that they're fully embedded into all the work that we do. And, you know, again, just at this particular moment in time in the north, you know, it's maybe it'll come as some type of relief for many people that are unfortunately experiencing attack and the need for sanctuary in different places.
Councillor Finn?
Yeah, just to say, I fully welcome this, and I think particularly, and it's important with the backdrop of the violence that we've seen across Northern Ireland over the last week, that we continue, and it's something that I completely agree with Councillor Lee Surgener, that Níor Mór and Down is very welcome, and then certainly I had the pleasure of attending the Muslim Community Association Eid celebration just a couple of weeks ago, and it was something that all of the attendees there said that they felt so welcomed within our district. I think while we have the opportunity, and it's probably the first time that any part of council will have had the opportunity to look at the violence that's happened, and there was an incident in Uri at the weekend. Thankfully, it wasn't a particularly bad one comparatively to other places, but I'd like to propose that this committee writes to the executive office, and I think that's something that as a council we should be working towards, and ask them for a progress update on a number of strategies, the racial equality strategy, the refugee and migrant integration strategy, that of hate crime. Those are all cross-cutting issues, and the reality is that those will impact areas within our council area. So I think that it's really important that we are calling ourselves the City of Sanctuary and we're working towards that, but also that we are looking towards Stormont as a lead on that, and we do need to make sure we're always on top of that, because we've seen violence that is unacceptable on the streets of Northern Ireland, and I'm glad that it hasn't happened in our district, but I think we need to work proactively to ensure that it doesn't ever happen here. So that would be a proposal if I have any seconders for that.
Proposed by Councillor Finn, seconded by Councillor Devlin. Councillor Finn, you just double clarify there what you're proposing.
Absolutely. Sorry. Okay, now?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's just that we as a committee write a letter to the executive office to ask for a project update, I guess, on the strategies that are, you know, in place to kind of look at refugees and migrants across our society. So the racial equality strategy, that sits within the executive office. The refugee and migrant integration strategy is with the Department of Communities. The hate crime legislation that's due to be being progressed, and I guess the violence against women and girls strategy, because it cuts across all of those issues, and to ask if there's anything we can further do as a council to support the most vulnerable in our communities.
Okay. Councillor Jackson.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, can I just say congratulations, Chair, on your new position in the AHC. Chair, just want to say on behalf of the DUP group on the council, we do support an approach that allows those fleeing war or persecution to find refuge in the United Kingdom, and we do fully support that, and obviously that has to be underpinned by the proper legal processes. Just one concern would be just to make sure that this charter does not encourage illegal immigrants to come here. And we're just conscious of the situation lately, just trying to avoid serious problems that this can cause in our local communities. Thank you, Chair.
Are we in other comments? Are we in agreement with this? Moving on to item number 8, it's in closed session. Items 8 to 10 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council hoarding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Let's go into closed session. Do we have a proposer for that? For Brennan, and a seconder, Jackson. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 8, event support. It was agreed on the proposal of Council Mathers, seconded by Council McAvoy, to approve Council support for the initiative as set out within the officer's report. Item 9, community support programme. It was agreed on the proposal of Council Mathers, seconded by Council Finn, to proceed with the community support programme as set out within the officer's report. And item number 10, funded programme delivery. It was agreed on the proposal of Council Mathers, seconded by Council Brennan, to continue with the delivery of the funded programme as detailed within the officer's report to the end of September 2025, pending receipt of a letter of offer from the programme funder. And then item 11 is for Noden. Any comments? I have a proposer, Sir Kate Murphy, and a seconder, Councillor Howell. Okay. Lee Sargent, go ahead.
Yes, just a quick comment. This year I thought I will have a look at how fast the leases fly off the shelf when it comes to the summer schemes. And I must say, every time you refresh, the space number allocation just drops. It is truly remarkable how many parents are camping outside the website at either 1 o'clock or 11 o'clock for Anuri or Downpatrick, and the spaces just flew. So clearly shows that the eSort camps are wanted and desired. So I see that there's additional sessions been added, so that's really, really good. So thank you so much.
Councillor Devlin.
Yeah, I suppose, Chair, I mean, I wasn't going to mention it, but in the back of what Councillor Lee Sargent just mentioned there, £22 for a week for children during the summer is a really good price point. And summers for many parents can be really, really difficult. I mean, some activities can be up to maybe £140 per week for one child. So, I mean, to have that for £22 is brilliant. But I think just like what Dave said there, we just need more space and more availability. And I'm waiting for 7 o'clock to hit the Newcastle to open when you get this meeting wrapped up so I can get my children sorted. But definitely it's something that's very, very welcome, goes down well. But I think, yeah, if there's any way in the future of us upping those numbers, I think that was something that would be very much appreciated. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Galbraith.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. As Laura said, it is a good price for the actual summer scheme, but in a youth worker myself and knowing that there are other programmes out there, most other programmes are offering free snacks within the actual price for the week or for the day. Is that something the council can sort of look into, or is it something for the future maybe to include like a free healthy snack in the price?
Harkey, do you want to come in on that one?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, except what the councillor is saying there. They are a very, very popular summer camp, but these are sports summer camp, if you like, for activities for the children, to be mixed up with summer schemes within the community centres. The issue about food and what have you is about child allergy and things like that. You know, the numbers are contained due to the cost and the number of coaches we get and have for the ratio of the children. You know, and they're actually told if they're bringing the snacks to take them along themselves, their own water bottles. But it is in that, you know, protection of the children, because parents drop them off and we have to be careful what we provide them with for allergies and what have you.
Any other comments? Okay, item number 12, PCSP and Newry Neighbourhood Renewal Partnership Report. Proposer, please. Councillor Kate Murphy, seconder. Councillor McGuinness. I think it was Councillor McGuinness, seconder. That brings us to the end. Thank you.